I just have something. I mean, man, we've had church. I got something just real short. You can, matter of fact, don't even holler. It's just too holy in here right now. Isaiah 42:13. Just look at this scripture. And I just feel like this is a prophetic word for us tonight. This says, the Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. So it's not you going to go forth. It's the Lord going to go forth. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. And I just know in my heart, what the Lord's speaking to me is that these days are days that the Lord is going to go before you. And he's going to go before you as a mighty man. And he's going to go before you, and he's stirring up his zeal as a man of war. He's going forth as an absolute 100% man of war. And he cries out to you, yes. In other words, it's going to go the Lord's way. You hear me? It's going to go the Lord's way. And then he's going to prevail against, you know, his enemies, but you got to know that his enemies are your enemies. Your enemies are his enemies. Amen? It was a long time ago. I was praying with Sister Annie in a hotel room in Corpus Christi. And we'd been praying for several hours. And I closed my eyes and just began to just we were praying over a certain region of Mexico. And I just began to close my eyes and began to pray. And when I did, I just, like, in a moment, in a flash, just saw another picture playing in my head. And I saw a tent there. And I don't know a lot about tents, but, you know, maybe it was like a Roman tent, or it was a tent that was like pitched in a big camp out where the whole battleground was going on. And the tent flap flew back. And this guy steps out of the tent. And I knew immediately it was Jesus. But it wasn't like any picture of Jesus I'd ever seen before. It wasn't like any long robe, long hair, petting a sheep, you know, gentle. It was the man of war. It was Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he stepped out, and the way I saw him was like in a, like he had on one of those Roman skirt looking things. It was leather with the straps coming down, and he had his sword on him, and he had a top, a shirt that was different. And he just turned and just looked at me. And when I looked in his face and I looked in his eyes and I saw his eyeballs, the color in his eyes, it was just like I could see right into it. And it was two exact pictures of the world. And I knew right then that the thing that's always on Jesus' heart is the world, it's people. And we paint a picture, a religious picture, of Jesus, the lamb that was slain, and he that is a part of his personality. But there's another part of his personality rising up in this time. And that's the man of war. He's ready for his bride to come. And he's getting really tired and irritated with sin and persecution of the saints. And the man of war is getting ready to rise up. And I'm telling you, now is not the time to falter in your faith. Now is not the time to falter in your walk. Now is the time to rise up more than ever before, speaking and saying, Jesus, you're going to make this happen. I know you're going to do this, Lord. Lord, this is something that you're going to get done. Lord, I can see it. I can feel it. I know it's you. You're the man of war going before me. Amen. These are the days to see. These are the days that the neighbor you've been scared to go talk to, it's time to go talk to him. Huh? Now's the days that the days that you thought, oh man, they're going to think I'm crazy. No, the man of war is going before you. And he's going to open up a door, and it's going to be, you're going to be the same. You're not a man of war. Remember that now. You're not beating nobody to salvation, right? You're not beating anybody over the head of the Bible to get them saved. No, you're just speaking the words, but the man of war by that spirit is going before them and jerking out all the devils in hell that are holding everything in the world back. Amen? These are some devil stomping days. These are the latches. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you. Right now, the devil does not want you to serve Jesus. Right now, the devil is doing everything he can to get everybody off. There's every crazy, stupid, religious, lying devil spirit flying around. I've talked to more people that have gotten deceived in this last few weeks than I've ever talked to in 20 years of my life. Can't believe it. I can't believe what's going on in things, but I'm telling you, Jesus is wanting to come out strong on your behalf. He's wanting to come out as the man of war. He's wanting to set things right. He's wanting to put the record straight who is the King of Kings. Amen? And we're going to see it. Amen? Miss Maggie, when you're walking up, I'm telling you, King of Kings is going for you. It's going to every one of those congressmen, going under every one of them. They're you know, it's just you. But I'm telling you, Jesus is the man of war. He's going right there. He's doing it. Amen? Everything, everywhere you go. Bob, everywhere you carry the cross. It's a man of war. Winning souls. Person you're speaking to, ones you're talking to. David, some bikers. It's time for them bikers to fall on their knees and know there's one King. Amen? All those children, all the youth, it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. Amen? Whew. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged this night. The man of war is on your side. Amen? Maggie was just giving me a good report and saying that the short of it is the sonogram bill that we've been praying for so long, we're going to continue to pray for it, but it looks like it'll be on the governor's desk and signed by Easter. So it's come out of there. Everything is going right along. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So anyway, good news. Amen? Amen. Well, praise God. Offering, thank you. Ushers, if you help me tonight. We have our men's fellowship tomorrow night, right? We need anything particular? Lots of desserts. I don't know about that. Let's don't listen to that. Bring somebody. Dinner on the ground Sunday. Easter's the following weekend. Amen. Let's pray over it. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just declare your hand is upon our finances. You're a man of war, God. I declare, Lord, in these last days, this time that we have here, that, Lord, we can do more as a church for you than we've ever done in all the years prior. I thank you for miracles, signs and wonders in finances in people's lives. I declare businesses are blessed. I declare lives are blessed. I declare, Lord, that you open up the windows of heaven and you pour out blessings upon us that we can't contain. Lord, so we can continue to do your work and continue to reach out and continue to see souls and lives of people saved, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.